reopens Mulongoshi Textiles after 20 years. Cabinet approves the Electoral Process Amendment Bill, and in international news, Blunt speaking, Pope tells Cameroon to root out corruption to find peace.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has reopened the Zambia-China Mulongoshi Textiles in Kabwe after nearly 20 years of inactivity, and directed that all government and security uniforms be produced locally at the facility to reduce imports and boost domestic manufacturing. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, President Hichilema said the revived plant will support the supply of uniforms for government institutions as part of efforts to strengthen local industry and promote value addition. The head of state said the reopening marks a permanent revival of the plant, unlike previous short-lived attempts.
This business, as you have heard already, is a joint venture between the People's Republic of China and Zambia, our government. Zambia means 21 million people. So this factory here, this plant, is owned by the people of China and the people of Zambia together. This is your business, creating jobs for you Zambians. As I said, for the farmers as well. We are happy with this joint venture, as we are happy with Tazara Railways, as we are happy with CNMC, as we are happy with many ventures.
Meanwhile, Zambia-China Mulongoshi Textiles Joint Venture Limited representative Zhu Wenbing said the reopening of the plant is a milestone and reflects the long-standing cooperation between Zambia and China.
Mulongoshi Textile is not only an industrial project, it is a historical witness and a powerful symbol of the enduring friendship between China and Zambia. Since it is establishment in the 1970s, this project has embodied the deep bonds between our two peoples and have consistently received strong support from successive governments and leaders of both nations.
Various stakeholders have welcomed the delimitation of 17 new constituencies across the country, stating that the allocation is fair and will enhance effective representation of the people. In an interview, governance expert Isaac Mwanza said the allocations reflect the will of the people and the expectations of stakeholders, describing the process as transparent. Mr. Mwanza said this marks a shift in the country's governance, adding that it will help promote inclusive development.
We want to commend the commission for the job they have done. Some of us were prepared to take them to court if the report was bogus, if the report was bad. We were prepared to take them to court if it was not balanced. But this report shows that it is balanced. It has taken into consideration very, very key variables. And it is a fair report. They have allocated the constituencies using the equitable principle. Means that you are not looking at the quality of the provinces. You are not looking at the quality of the district. But you are looking at trying to develop areas that are not developed.
Meanwhile, Bishops' Council of Zambia President Martin Silumba has praised the Electoral Commission of Zambia for the development, saying it will enhance equitable distribution of resources across constituencies.
It's a plus to us, and I would like even the people in the society to welcome this gesture. You know, always, each and every person has got his or her opposition. Whatever you are doing, you have to expect opposition. But as a church, we stand for development. We stand to support those people that are bringing development to our country. I would like to encourage our youths, especially youths, because all these things are coming with the intention of even youths, because in Bemba we say imiti kula empanga.
And Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center Executive Director Solomon Goma has also commended the ECZ for the process and the equitable allocation of constituencies across the country. Cabinet has approved the Electoral Process Amendments Bill 2026 for publication and introduction in Parliament during the current sitting. In a statement on Cabinet decisions from the sixth meeting chaired by President Hakainde Hichilema, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the bill seeks to amend the Electoral Process Act. Mr. Mwetwa said the amendment provides for the inspection of the provisional register of voters, nomination procedures, proportional representation seat distribution, the appointment and powers of returning officers, and the Electoral Commission's power to suspend parties or candidates for breaching the code of conduct. He said the enactment will enhance transparency in the electoral process, strengthen the integrity of nomination procedures, and provide clarity on the conduct of elections. Mr. Mwetwa further said Cabinet has approved the Parliamentary Code of Conduct Bill 2026 for introduction in Parliament, which seeks to establish a code of conduct for members of Parliament and repeal and replace the Parliamentary and Ministerial Code of Conduct Act 1994. Government has confirmed an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in Western Province. Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Department of Veterinary Services Director Dr. Charles Maseka said that laboratory investigations have verified the disease in seven districts of the province. Dr. Maseka said additional investigations suggest the outbreak may have been a spillover from a neighboring country. He has explained that the disease was first reported on February 4, 2026, adding that the department responded swiftly by dispatching 35,000 doses of the foot and mouth disease vaccine to high-risk areas, including Shangombo, Sioma, and Sesheke districts. Dr. Maseka states that due to the illegal movement of cattle, the disease has since spread to seven districts. However, the ministry has put in place measures to ensure it is contained and brought under control.
Government has imposed the restriction on the movement of cloven-hoofed animals and their prey products into and out of the affected areas. We have further imposed restrictions on movement into Mwandi and Mulovezi districts to prevent the disease spreading into Southern Province, which is our cattle production hub. We have also strengthened the surveillance in and around the affected districts to ensure that we are on top of the disease control program.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank has handed over a check of 100,000 kwacha to the University of Zambia to support improvements in sanitation at the institution. Speaking during the handover, ZANACO Chief Executive Officer Mukwandi Chivesakonda said the support is about restoring dignity, protecting health, and ensuring that no student faces preventable risks in pursuit of their education. She said the bank believes universities are not just centers of academic excellence, but spaces where dignity, safety, and well-being must be guaranteed for every student.
Access to proper sanitation is not a privilege. It's a fundamental pillar of public health. The students we speak of are not distant from us. They are our children, our brothers, our sisters, our sons, our daughters, our future leaders. Safety is our shared responsibility, and their well-being must matter to all of us. Today, as ZANACO, our support of 100,000 kwacha towards improving sanitation at the University of Zambia is a commitment to safeguarding that responsibility.
Meanwhile, University of Zambia Vice-Chancellor Professor Mundia Moya said the institution requires over 169 million kwacha to address its water and sanitation challenges. Professor Moya has noted that despite support from government and other stakeholders, the resources mobilized so far remain insufficient.
That we are especially delighted to acknowledge the generous support of ZANACO PLC. The bank has shown leadership by stepping forward. ZANACO has long been an all-weather friend of the University of Zambia. Over the years, the bank has remained close to this institution, even during periods when the university was not necessarily the most attractive place to do business. Yet, ZANACO chose to stand with UNSA
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank.